What's up? It's Chair Gating coming at you live.
Hello, come right in. Rock flag and eagle.
Boy, did I miss that. I feel like we've like risen from the dead here. Like,
woo.
Are we back? Are we back right now?
We are back.
Yes, we are back.
Dude, season 5 premiere, episode 1, 5 seasons. Here we go. We're still here. We're still doing it.
How about them fucking dogs, though? Oh, it's hot. Sorry, I had to get it in there. But, dude, I feel like it was like we left on a bad note last season. Like, yeah, fuck this, fuck NASCAR, fuck everybody. And then it was like, as the off season went on, I took a very good hibernation, well rested. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, NASCAR? And then now I'm like, dude, I'm ready to get the show going. We've been dropping some content lately. And I'm like, I'm ready to do this. I've been looking forward to all
killing it on the content.
And like we haven't even really talked much in the last couple weeks, and I'm like, I am ready to talk about some racing again. I'm excited.
What up, Nick? Thank you. Appreciate you noticed the Undertaker music as well for the season 5 premiere intro. Dalton, almost a week to go.
Oh, just in time.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. I agree. We kind of left on a somber note. But, you know, I'm excited for the season. I'm ready to go for Daytona. Oh, looking clean.
Got to represent our boys with, Stock Car Society. Representing always with a clean, fresh. I just new season, new hats.
Thank you, Turnpike. Yes, that is true. I'm really good at SEO. So anytime somebody Googles sexy men, our show will just automatically appear as the first in the result. So thank you for noticing that as well.
Jeez.
yeah, we got a season that's about to start,
dude. It's off season blues. Every year I think by the time the like final rounds roll around of the playoffs, I'm like, dude, okay. And I know last year especially was brutal. We made it through, and I was like, okay, I don't want to. I bitched all my friends.
You mean on the right? The dude with the lettuce behind that hat. That's Sean White.
And I was like, man, I don't want to talk about racing. Didn't think about NASCAR. People were saying stuff in group messages, and I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't want to know anything about that. But then as the new year came, I was like, okay, let's look up some stuff. Sexy mustache man. Ooh, that is correct. And I was like, man, like, what's going on? Who's in what hot rod? Who's got what paint scheme? So what did I miss?
Yeah.
I had to do a little catching up. And then now it's like stuff's dropping daily that I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at all this. And it's like, I'm kind of tickled. Daytona's looming. Daytona's coming. I'm getting excited again.
Yeah. Yeah. And apparently the cars should still be the same noise come Daytona, so that's good news.
We just want to jump right in it, huh?
No, we can talk about that later. But it is that's like the biggest topic right now, you know.
It is we got tests going on. We'll jump into those, but it's cars are on track already, and it's not preseason thunder like it used to be. But we got cars on track. I like that they're being kind of open, or there's at least social media to be open and show us like, hey, they're doing this today and doing that tomorrow. Yep. And they're trying this underpan thing out and they're doing this spoiler. And it's really cool. Like back in the day, they'd be like, yeah, there was a test. You don't need to know about it. Like that's
right.
Well, how'd it go? Yeah, it was good. What? Like, I feel like that's how tests used to be.
That's a topic. I've seen hardly anyone talk about it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, do you want to jump into the muffler testing or should we talk about some more?
We're already prefacing it.
Yeah. Should we just go all in? Okay. So are you lighting up a cigar right now? Hell yeah. Nice. So I'm sure as everybody has seen, they have been, testing mufflers, Apparently, drivers were complaining about the noise. They're saying how loud it was inside the car. I don't know if that's fully the reason. I'm only saying that because, from what I understand, they're testing this to just do it at Chicago, right? And
the street course.
Yeah. And the Clash, obviously.
The Clash for the California kids and the street race for all the Chicago kids.
And actually, Nathan, I do agree with this, where you see like videos and they're like, I can't tell a difference in sound. And it's like, well, it's also a video on social media, you know?
Yeah,
it's
people were like, oh, good to hear. It still sounds the same. And it was like, what up, Papa? And it was like, dude, it's a motherfucker. Like, it's a iPhone video.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you shit about that.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. I'm just like, all right, let's not say that it sounds the same. Because if you criticize it on Twitter, obviously, you're going to get a mob attacking you. But it seems like their number one thing is, well, it sounds the exact same. And it's like, well, we haven't really heard it yet.
One thing we talked about too, Texan, it was like, yeah, you know, okay, it's loud. It, you know, ooh, my ears hurt or something. I've never experienced those problems.
I have not experienced those problems.
I actually get rock hard to loud cars.
Oh, yeah.
But for the kids, for the women and the children.
If you want to see two dudes getting rock hard together in a tight, close space, hang out with me and Dakota when we hear those cars going. that's the situation you're going to be in.
And it's like, hey, we're going to make them a little quieter. People are saying they're loud. First thing we noticed with the next gen last year was like, dude, they sound so good.
They sounded so mean.
They're so
pulling up
loud.
To Daytona. Oh my gosh, that was sick when we
I'm
pulled up to Daytona before we even got
cars.
In.
I'm talking about
you
how
could
sick
hear
it
them from the outside.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that was last year at Hooters when we were eating during the duels. We were like, I was telling you, I mean, it was your first time really hearing, but you could still tell. But I was like, they are way louder outside the track than they were. They were always loud, but I was like, they sound wicked.
Yeah, and they sounded mean.
But at what point do we just keep letting them change things? What point do we just keep being like, yeah, sure, okay, change that. Let's change that. And you let them, you give them a little inch. Keep giving them an inch, keep giving them an inch. And all of a sudden, they've got a mile. And it seems like they just want to, you know, keep taking things from us. Not saying it's on purpose, but it's kind of like, hey, you know, at what point do they just make the cars electric?
Yeah, I think that's my biggest thing about this whole thing is just, I mean, I see the term bootlicker used a lot online, and I feel like a lot of young NASCAR fans, if you complain about anything, they're like, oh, grow up, boomer. Like, this is the future.
Oh, yeah, that's so generic. Yeah,
and it's like, dude, you don't have to bend over and spread your cheeks wide open every single time NASCAR decides to do something. Like, it's okay to be, like, concerned about a move that's pushing in a certain direction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay to kind of have questions of, like, why are we doing this? Oh, you don't like it? You're the problem.
Turnpike's one of these kids. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like it.
I'm sure clearly Turnpike also loves the certain races where they're going that they'll have these mufflers.
If you're going to a racetrack,
you expect it to be loud. People live in... Yeah, maybe then we shouldn't be driving in the Chicago downtown area.
Hey, we're
going to
make it quieter because the places we're going don't like loud race cars. Then why the fuck are we going
there? Why are we going there? Let's just go to racetracks where people expect loud race cars, where the racing's actually good. This goes back to like the whole thing about Chicago, too. This just goes to show further proof of why I hate the Chicago idea, is that we're going to quiet our race cars for Chicago. Like, fuck that. If people in Chicago want to see races, they can get their lazy ass ups out of their shitty city and go to a good fucking racetrack and hear some loud cars.
I said it last year, and I'll still die on this hill, is that I will not watch that street course. I gave the dirt race a chance. We're here now. But I'm not watching that motherfucking street course. It's July 4th weekend. I'm fucking going to do something with my family and have fun and not doing that.
Thank you, Nathan. Road America did not have noise complaints because it's a fucking racetrack.
That's Nathan's first hot take of the year, and it's a huge W.
And it's already a banger.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
I would say making a small concession is much better than missing out on a massive opportunity. I don't think it's a good opportunity.
I think it's a massive opportunity.
I think it's a horrible decision by NASCAR. I think they're targeting people that live in these urban areas that don't traditionally like NASCAR. They traditionally like things like F1, and they're just trying to change the sport to fit this new demographic. So the decisions that they make that you think, it's not that big of a deal. It's not going to make a big difference. And you might be right for now, but they are slowly trying to turn the dials to go towards another fan base. And you should just be prepared for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like, you just, you know, you got to accept change. Got to sit. We're the culture. We're changing, you know, we're going.
Here's the change. Here's the change that NASCAR wants to make. I've been looking up tickets for Chicago. Have you looked into tickets for if you want to go to Chicago?
No, but I've heard some hot gossip of how it's totally unaffordable.
Okay, well, I looked it up just before the show started. The cheapest ticket I could find just for the Sunday race. Not for the weekend, just for the Sunday race. General admission, cheapest possible ticket I could find was $457.
Yeah.
That's the changes that they will be making.
So now imagine you're like this new fan, this new market, this new outreach they're doing that we're calling it. And, I think NASCAR's coming to town. It would be fun to take the kids. Okay, well, it's going to be $450 a person. And they're like,
just
what?
Just for Sunday. Hopefully you don't care about any other.
Fucking NASCAR's expensive, dude. I'm never going to that. You can't even afford to go. So then they tell their friends, I wanted to go to the NASCAR race, but it didn't seem fucking financially affordable. And,
exactly.
Yeah, I heard when the tickets came out, they were starting at $250 a piece. New fan money spends the same as old money. I don't know, man.
Clearly
I don't want to go.
Don't.
I don't want to spend $450 to go do anything.
Yeah, clearly they don't. The new fans, maybe they are richer than us. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, the new fans are going after are broke. Like, nah, we're the broke ones. I'll admit that. So if that's what they want to go after, that's fine. But you know, us fans can't afford to go to that. I don't know about the rest of our audience, but
yeah. I bet I could have afforded to go to Road America.
Yeah, that's like a World Series ticket. Like, I'm not joking. World Series tickets are like $500 a pop.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's the World fucking Series.
There could have been a better. I don't know. I don't want to sit here and start talking about schedule stuff, but it's like there could have been a better 4th of July race. Clearly, I think the street course. Hell, do your all-star on the street course. No, North Wilkesboro is amazing. I'm just meant like, why not do the clash on the fucking street course? Oh, probably because it's covered in snow. You know, I don't know. It's just like, I think 4th of July, I just think it sounds stupid. I mean, I'm a traditional Daytona 4th of Julyer, so it all sounds stupid.
I mean, you also got to think, so let's say they're just targeting Chicago residents for this race. That's fine. That's one thing. But I imagine they're trying to target more people than just Chicago, right?
Yeah, you know, local areas.
All right. Have you ever tried to get a hotel room in downtown Chicago? Or have you tried to go to a restaurant in downtown Chicago?
I've never really wanted to go to Chicago.
Yeah, it's fucking expensive. It's crazy expensive. People complain about Bristol. I mean, if you have ever complained about Bristol and you think this Chicago thing is a good idea, then you're out of your fucking mind. Because it's insane. It's going to be so expensive. That's thousands
Not
and thousands
mention,
of dollars.
Will you race. Get robbed at the racetrack? You might get robbed outside it.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Starting off 2023 with bangers.
Dude, I don't know if anyone's paid attention to anything, but I don't want to go to Chicago ever. I don't want to go to Atlanta.
Turnpike, I love you. That's why you're here. I need somebody to argue with. You got to get me heated. Then why not promote Chicagoland? Yeah, I mean, that obviously, that's like the biggest. I remember
there's
Chicago
a badass racetrack right down the road.
When Chicago first was announced, that was like the ultimate argument. Just like,
we're
what
getting
the fuck
a new market. We're going for a new market.
Yeah, you know how many times they complained about noise at Chicagoland?
Yeah, didn't y'all just leave a racetrack there? A NASCAR racetrack?
Yeah, yeah. Also, what other race did NASCAR, what other new track did NASCAR add to their schedule?
Next year or this year? Or North Wilkesboro?
Pretty simple question, right? North Wilkesboro?
Yeah, I can't think of any other.
Just looked up ticket prices for that. Cheapest weekend. This is for the weekend, to be fair.
I thought it sold out already.
Well, yeah, but you can buy them on
like stuff,
websites and shit.
Stuff,
right? Yeah.
Porn
so
hub.
I looked it up. Cheapest one I could find online was $829 for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested, there's a lot of local dirt tracks and short tracks in your area.
Yeah.
It'll be 20 bucks.
New NASCAR, man. I don't know how much y'all want to come watch NASCAR, but it's fucking getting really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Nathan's got some good points.
Turnpike, there. Yeah. New season. Now that we've met you, we'll definitely get you on, man.
Come talk to the Clash with us.
Next week. That's the thing, New Market, that we used to kind of, yeah.
That's another thing, is like, if they were like, I don't know, it's hard for me to think any, I'm not going to sit here and say a city course would be cool at all.
Right.
But if they, I would totally tolerate a, hey, you know, we do this Coliseum thing for the Clash. Now, like, we're going to try this arena somewhere and do that shit over there at this new city. I would tolerate that before I tolerate, hey, F1 races in streets and cities, we need to, too.
If we really want to do city racing, I would tolerate a smaller market in the South that you know you can draw the crowd for, like Roanoke, Virginia, like some random shit like that, or like Chattanooga, Tennessee, like through the mountains, you know. You could draw a crowd there. At least I'd be confident, like, okay, that area likes NASCAR. They're going to show up. And it wouldn't cost a lot of money. You know, it's a cheap place to go to. I guess I would be okay. But even still, I'm just like, I'm not a fan of that. There's different racing for that if that's what you're into.
Yeah, true, true. I don't know. I think I just...
Oh, we got Papa Good with some dropping some knowledge. In my day, I walked up to the ticket booth at Bristol and bought tickets 30 minutes before the race for $30. I like that 30 for 30. That's nice.
Yeah. In my day, you had to be on a waiting list to go to Bristol.
Damn. Yeah. Still, I like that $30 price point. Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, I know like ticket prices have to go up just because, you know, how the economy is right now, like how much eggs fucking cost.
Fucking like, day. Well, this is a funny thing, too, is Dega Fall race last year. My tickets went up like $30. And I was like more than they were. And I told the guy, like, yo, what the fuck? I remember I bitched to you about it.
Yep.
And I was like, what the fuck, dude? And he was like, hey, man, it's the playoffs. I said, yeah, the year before they were $30 cheaper in this.
Like, that's such a stupid argument.
It's the playoffs. I was like, don't give me
that. Well,
that
was the new guy, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I was like, I know more than you. And then lining up the Spring Dega tickets. They're the same price as they were in 2022. And I'm like, so why didn't these go up?
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, thank God these don't go up. But they're the exact same price. And I'm like, yeah. These
just
will
go
work.
Back to some tracks that the trucks and Bush. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Because at least those are like already built tracks. We have ran there and ran there. We run there on other series, you know. There's a market for it. I totally agree. If we're going to add new tracks, just like I always thought Memphis was a good idea. Pike's Peak obviously is talked about a lot.
Nazareth. I don't even think it exists anymore.
Eggs are $3.50 a dozen.
I'm about to get some fucking chickens.
Yeah.
I've been talking to my dad about it. I'm about to get some
chickens. You got property. Like, you got land.
Yeah.
You,
my dad has 70 chickens.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
I'm talking about doing it, man. Felicia don't want chickens. I was like, I'm getting some fucking chickens. Yeah, who eats so much eggs in this house, Felicia?
Yeah.
yeah, I'd be down with, like, why aren't we going to Iowa?
Iowa is like the most obvious fucking, I've been saying this. I wrote an article like 5 years ago on Belly Up Sports about like tracks that we need to go to. And I think Iowa was like number one for like not previously ran on tracks. Just because that market fucking loves racing. I work in dirt racing. And the people up there love racing.
Yeah.
So it makes so much sense. That's an audience that's like
that track is fantastic. I always loved watching Xfinity. We always joked about like, why does Cup not run here? Like, we should have a Cup date here. Never happened.
Wait, NASCAR owns the Iowa track?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But that, I mean, we started talking about mufflers and now we're talking about
well, it brought up to Chicago to be
what
fair.
You been there up was, to, man? I mean, you've been, yeah, we'll transition. Well, you've been fucking surfing snowboarding. What is this?
Yeah, pow surfing, bro.
You are the mountain.
Yeah, I've been snowboarding a shit ton this winter. Well, I live in South Carolina now, and so I'm able to drive 5 hours from my house up to the mountains. To, you know, go to like Beach Mountain or Sugar Mountain in North Carolina.
The Poconos?
No, the Appalachian. So
I'm hot box.
Yeah, I'll drive up there, and I've been shredding, and then I just went out to Jackson Hole for work, and
it's no biggie. Just
yeah,
little,
it's been fucking
trip.
Nuts, man. Just nuts.
Yeah, those videos just look sick. Like, I've never even seen country like that. Well, I guess kind of, but like not like that.
Yeah, I was right there in fucking what's that show? Yellowstone.
Oh yeah, that good old show.
Yeah, Nathan, I think I was like an hour. I think it was an hour and a half from the national park, Yellowstone.
Now,
it was
that's
nuts,
something, I'd actually love to go see the park and see elk and buffalo.
There's
and
fucking elk walking right past you, moose, bison,
sick.
Coyotes. Yeah, it was really cool. There's like grizzly bears up there. I didn't see one, which they're fucking lucky because I'm pretty sure I could knock one out in one punch.
No, dude. No, I think a bear would rip your face off.
Oh, dude, I could knock out a fucking bear.
Yeah, I've been, I don't know, I've just been kind of working and working out and, like, not trying not to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, dude, you and Nathan.
Yeah, I mean.
Nathan's like a famous workout influencer now.
Yeah, it's followed Nathan Grant. He will totally hook you up. LLC subsidiary of NASCAR.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's bullshit then. If they actually own the track too, there's like no excuse.
There's gotta be something like we don't know about, like something they're like that the fucking vice CEO fucked his wife and we'll never
because
here again.
Dude, they're talking about, oh well, we're putting a race back in Chicago to give like the Midwest another date. But it's like Iowa, right fucking there. Like,
yeah. If you
got
hey,
a great track.
Do you think NASCAR should race on Chicago Street Course or Iowa?
Right.
Vote a poll. Dude.
You're gonna get the fucking same market
in
Iowa.
Let's do a poll right now.
Oh no, the people in Chicago don't want to sit in traffic to drive to Iowa. Like, if they're actual NASCAR fans and it's a couple hour drive, they're gonna show up if that's their closest track.
Let's do a poll right fucking now. How do you do a poll in here?
Oh,
I got it. I got it.
Up there for a hunt, Nick. Good.
Yeah, Nick, we need to plan that. Nick, in the fall, we need to plan a good old tailgating weekend.
Fuck yeah! I only live like an hour and a half from him.
Yeah, I only live like 4 hours from him.
Yeah. Agree, Nathan. I totally would go to Iowa as well, actually. If they put that on the schedule, I would actually make a trip to get up there.
I'm making a poll on Chairgaten's Twitter if you want to go vote on it soon. Cody, what up, boy?
Hey, what up, Cody? Yo.
Dude, yeah, I mean, off-season's been kind of weird. I'm just like, it's always like that little, like, you start getting those butterflies in your tummy, like, dude, I've been looking at calendar. I'm like, Daytona's in 6 weeks. Daytona's
really?
Because
I've been looking
weeks.
At my bank account going, fuck, Daytona's in a couple weeks.
Well, Daytona's in 4 weeks. Daytona's in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that Clash thing. Which we can jump into that, too.
We can, because
we're
going to
have a whole episode next week on it, but we can at least talk about, you know, what the preseason means to us.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I kind of, like, forget about it. Because I always like, I'm thinking about Daytona already. And then I got to say their marketing's been like crazy for it. I mean, I'm sure you've seen like the commercials and the ads and everything.
Oh yeah.
If you're watching Fox Sports,
I'm very impressed with the advertising cuz like it never got. And that's where people be like, "Did you ever see a advertisement for the Bud Shootout in the Super Bowl?" And it's like, I mean, is that the hill we're arguing on? But it's like, dude,
the commercial's okay. Yeah, they're
about
it's
as exciting as the event to me.
I think the beginning's kind of cheesy, where they like use like reviews from last year from like USA Today, and they're like,
"Yeah,
it was considered a smash hit." And I'm like, "What is this? A fucking new movie?" Like,
according
what are we watching,
to local
Marvel?
Experts.
It's like a new Marvel movie. They're like giving you recommendations. They're like, "It's been suggested. It's the best thing yet."
You thought the Super Bowl was cool? Wait till you get a load of this.
Some journalist on Twitter said this was the best fucking racing you've ever watched.
Yeah, I figured next week's episode we would just dive all in about
Bush Clash. I figure we can talk more about it.
But
currently watching dirt racing on my TV. So
I still wish we were going somewhere else.
I've been getting way more into dirt racing lately.
So that's my thing. Like when we're talking about flow racing, no, this is with all due respect, is that like I don't know
I say this with all due respect.
And I don't know enough, and like I don't even really have the time to like watch dirt racing or like watch like I'm not getting home from work like, oh, let me go check into Flow and see what dirt race is on tonight. Like I don't have time for that.
It's a lot, and there's a lot of races and a lot of different drivers that it's kind of, I can understand it's hard to keep up
the
with.
The only time I'm like, man, I wish I had Flow so I could watch that, it was like the Chili Bowl or something. Or like they're like, oh, this is that big old dirt race that all of them are at. Like, you should watch
right. on the NASCAR driver show.
The short track junior race thing. It's like,
yep.
That would be cool to watch. I wish I had flow, but I'm like, I'm not going to spend $150 to see that thing. I might not even watch.
Dude, sprint cars on dirt, though, are fucking sick. They really are. They're like the coolest thing. Oh, yeah,
that fucking Sonoya race is coming up. I need to
work that out. Yeah, I can hook you up for sure, dude. I think you got to go and just watch it. And then I think you'll be like, oh, shit, this is actually sick.
Nathan and Cody are league racing? What the hell? I need more time.
Are we going to the Bristol Dirt Race?
Huh? Fuck no, we're not going to the Bristol Dirt Race. I'm not going to the Bristol Dirt Race. Hey, you might want to go.
Nathan already said
that. Papa Hood is going to...
He's picking a fight with you.
What did
because,
I do?
Because you hate Bristol Dirt.
I'd rather watch a Bristol Dirt Race over a Chicago Street Course.
Boom. Facts. I've always said, like...
Dude, it's on Easter. I'm not going on Easter. I can't.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's my daughter's birthday, so I'm definitely not going.
Oh, is her birthday on Easter?
It's that weekend or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I was being sarcastic. But
I'm being serious. There's no way I'm going.
Well, that was the thing.
It's my daughter's birthday. So
throwback Darlington's on Luna's birthday.
Yeah, and it's my daughter's first. You know, like there's just
you can't. No,
There's no way I'm missing.
I
kind of agree. I love Bristol and I love dirt racing.
And you got all the anime kids like, well, then why didn't you show up to the spring race?
Well, the thing
race?
Is, I think the anime kids have probably moved on from Bristol Dirt because now that they have like Chicago, they're like, that's their new cool thing that they're focused on.
I just think like the last 3 years is the NASCAR they know. So they are like, this is cool. No, street race and dirt race and clashes, that's cool. Travesty of no more Saturday night Martinsville. So that, I mean, this is only like 2 years old though. Nathan was telling me today, the Martinsville night race is on Sunday. It doesn't really change my opinion on it personally. Cause I don't go to Martinsville.
But I like night races. So
I do like a night race to be on Saturday. To me, that makes sense. Yep. The Atlanta night race is on Sunday. Like why?
Right. That's no one wants
Saturday
to
makes
be
plenty
up.
Of sense.
Yeah. Right, because then you can like hang over into the next
TV
day.
Well, TV wanted it. That's something that's coming down the pipeline. We're gonna have to do away with is what TV wants.
Well, yeah, I mean that's definitely what's dictating the sport moving forward. Okay. Oh shit! Well, if you're like offering to give away tickets, that's
maybe I do. You know, need to show
maybe
up.
My daughter can celebrate on her own. Then, yeah, that's a good point.
I'll go with Dalton.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that's just the world that we're in right now. The good thing is I think everything's going to be moving to streaming, in which case I don't know how much it's going to dictate it as much, you know, like because you can just stream whenever. So
yeah,
hopefully that helps things in the future for the better. So we're not completely reliant on TV schedules because, I mean, NASCAR still wants to pretend that they contend with like the NFL and the MLB and shit like that. But the fact is they just don't. And I don't know if they ever will again, you know, at least not currently. Yeah. So they need to stop pretending like they can keep up with them and just do their own thing.
But yeah, like if they do stream or something, I mean, of course.
The problem is if NASCAR runs their own network, then they're just going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's my concern. Like I say, put them on like a third party streaming service, you know, not naming names, but but they might currently have a deal with one of those streaming services.
They would have a pretty good guy to help them stream things.
I think they have a nice streaming service that they're already attached to, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, man, I don't know if they went down the streaming hype, I totally would get it, but then it's hard to like, you know what, this is another thing. Often, you know, I talk about I have work. God, RIP. Often, I have buds talk about like, man, I turned on that race the other day. I saw the end of it, man. That damn Ross Chastain. Did you see that move he did? You know, I hear that at work. Or I hear that around where people are like, hey, I watched that one race. Or I'll text my buddies, hey, Talladega's on. If you wanted to watch a race, this is one to watch.
Yep.
They can go on their TV and fucking watch it. If there's like specifically a subscription service, I can't be like, hey, man, go on and do the 30-day free trial. Just click this link and go on and watch this like Xfinity Dega race if you're interested. Like, it's kind of – I can almost mold some buddies into giving a little shit about wanting to go to a race if I say turn on your TV and go to USA. But if I say, hey, man, follow this link and, 30-day free subscription, you can try to get on – you can subscribe to this fucking app and watch the racing, they're going to be like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to do that at all.
No, I mean, that is true, but that's something that they would likely plan for.
Yeah.
So either they would be like, okay, you have to sign up, but it's free to watch those races. You have to watch them with ads, stuff like that. Or they would do something where it's like, okay, it's free to watch your first one. And then if you want to watch another one later on the season, then you buy a subscription. Something like that. Because, NASCAR, just like any major sport, I don't think would be willing to go full on behind a paywall 100% because they do need to grow their audience.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know enough to go that route. I don't know enough to know how it would financially be a gain or like a plus.
Yeah, I don't see them going all the way. I get how
what they're doing now isn't really a good model.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's eventually going to...
The TV is determining what time and when the races are going to be. When it used to be like NASCAR's like, yeah, we're running the bitch at one, so y'all better have your cameras running.
Yeah, right.
That's
how it should be.
Yeah, y'all are here because we're here, not we're coming because y'all are filming it.
One other thing too, I will say, I've noticed that like a lot of dirt tracks and dirt racing is usually their last night is Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which I do like. It's nice to have racing on Sunday. I'm with you. If you're at home and you're not like showing up to the track, it is nice to have the Sunday for the race while you're just chilling on the couch. But if you're like out partying and stuff and you're at the track, I can see how Saturday night would be the premier time for the event, because then the next day you're like hungover, driving home, all that.
Yeah, that makes any race more worth going to, is that if it's on a Saturday, like, or going to a Saturday night race is like, you got sun, you can go hard 9 times out of 10. You're not going to have to work Sunday. You can do, you got a whole day of travel back home or a whole day of sobering up or whatever. But like the Sunday night, like, hey, you know what sounds cool? Trying to go to my first Martinsville race. You know, it doesn't sound cool having to take Monday off of work or drive through the night and go straight into work hungover.
It is tough. It is tough.
Yeah, it's just, and then I will, well, most of the races are on Sunday. Yeah, that's why I only go to a select number of races that I can go to. However, I, the crazy fan, would be more tempted to go to more if they're on. And honestly, I think it doesn't get talked about enough of, and I know there's more that goes into it with power companies and or TV, but why do we not have that many fucking night races? Like, there's like a handful of night races. I'm talking about night races, not like starting day and end at night.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I don't know. I wish I had an answer. I don't know. I think everybody agrees with you. Everybody would rather have night races.
Yeah. I mean, we ain't got to have night race every week. But like, there, we go to so many. Why is Richmond in the day now? Like, why is Atlanta? I get, well, at least we got one night race at Atlanta now.
Like, how many night races would you want? We have what, like 30?
I think there's like six, dude.
So how many would you want?
Okay, I'm just generically throwing this out. I think there's like legitimately six night races, but I think 10 would be a solid start. There's 36 races, 10 night races,
dude.
That sounds okay.
Are you talking about Saturday nights or Sunday nights?
Saturday nights.
Saturday night, bump it up to 12, dude.
Like, 12? Okay.
Honestly, for me, I would take as many of those as possible. Just because I don't like go out and party on Saturday nights either. So I would be totally cool with sitting at home, drinking beers and watching it Saturday night. Invite the boys over.
I can't invite the boys to come over and drink and watch the race on Sunday night because, hey, man, I got to wake up early. I got to go to work.
Yeah, like, you're with your family a lot of times Sunday. You know, people go to church. People go hang out with their families. Like, it's not as easy. Saturday nights would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, not to mention how hot it gets at some of these damn races in the daytime.
Oh, my God, dude. This is a sport that we run in the summer in the South. Like,
yeah, so
this shit should all be at night, honestly.
David, my boy.
Yeah, look, like yeah. Half the,
I think it's okay.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know where the limit is. I would be happy with a lot.
I think more fans would be like down to go see it. And then I get that you're not, you know, some tracks are better in the day, grip wise, grip like or like tires wearing, and you know the track surface.
Yeah, Atlanta is now.
Yeah, the July race, the night race, and I think it's gonna be a fucking
thank God.
It's gonna be. But if you're gonna go Atlanta race this year, that's the one.
But it's a great point that you made that it's Sunday though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
it would be great as a Saturday night race.
Oh, Nick, you're going.
Oh yeah, Nick, you coming to Spring Dega?
You better be hanging out with us, dude. Like, I hope you're camping with us. What the hell,
already, man? Yeah. No, I remember he did message me. He texted me about that, and we were talking about all the Blazing Hearts. Yeah. David will be at Dega. Can't fucking wait.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. If your track has two races.
Okay, if we give you two, one has to be a night.
Because it does affect the product on the track, too. You do have to, like, think about that. So that's a great way to, like, spread it out a little bit. Be like, hey, you might have won during the day, but we're racing at night now. Like, tires are different. You know, that's actually really interesting. I like that idea a lot, Nick.
Nathan, now that you're saying all that, it's all coming back to me. I totally remember this conversation. But first, you said that, and I was like, really? I said that?
He was riding with you and you didn't remember.
No, he said convoying.
Oh, okay. No, well, like, still, I mean, he's riding down like behind you.
Yeah. I mean, well, I was talking to Ronnie today about like Dega is going to be so, like, I think this might be the one.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Kansas two races, they have lights. And the thing is that they never really give us an explanation, but like some years they have, one of them is night and one of them, or both of them are night, or then. Oh, both are day. And it's like, why do we do this?
It's true. They don't really explain. I feel like they're like testing it out, but they never really explain the decision.
No one's explained to me. My whole life, Richmond was a night. Both of them were night races. Loved it. If you were going to Richmond, you knew. Ooh. Even during the week, I'd be like, ooh, man, Saturday night, short track Richmond. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then they just like slowly started putting them on day, and then they're just day racing now. And it's like, oh, yeah, Richmond. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be the Dega to go to. The Spring Dega is going to be fucking nuts. Damn. Oh, God. I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
You think this is going to be it, huh? You think this is going to be the one that tops all?
I do. With the gang we have and the debauchery that we'll partake. Yeah, that Dega is going to be fucking lit.
Dude, I think I'm going to like diet for like weeks before. just because, honestly, like... Just to
I
make
thought
sure
you said
I'm
going to dye like my hair. I thought you were like, I'm going to dye my hair a few weeks before.
No, I'm going to dye like, afterwards. Okay. That's how I'm going to dye.
Yeah. Bury me a Dega.
NCIS.
Yeah, new episodes of Law and Order was coming on. We had to do another race at day. But
God
dude, man.
It. That's so sad.
Do we want to talk? I mean, we got this new season coming up. I think there's a lot to be excited for, and there's a lot
on,
that I'm like.
A comment from Nathan earlier. That's about what you're going to talk about.
Oh, forever a champ. Who is me? Or Kevin?
Four. I think he's talking about.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Okay.
I
thought that's what you're about to bring up.
Oh, I was going to talk about the season, but we can talk about the legend himself.
Well, let's talk about the season. We'll transition nicely into it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm kind of.
Yeah. Is Papa Good? Are you coming down for?
Dude, Papa Good. My dad's coming to Dega.
Yeah,
you should fucking come.
You
to Dega.
You 100% should be a Dega with
us. Bring Dalton with you, dude. I would be honored for you, dude. If Papa Good came, we're gonna have like three grills, and we fucking throw down at Dega. And Papa Good, if you came,
I've heard so much about. His grilling, yeah.
Oh, fucking God, dude, I'd be so tight if Papa Good came. You should
come,
Papa Good.
Yeah, what the hell, man? You definitely should be there.
Oh, yeah, that would be fucking lit. Oh, we'll talk.
Okay.
But the 2023 season coming up, we got a bunch coming, like a lot of stuff to break down. It's like I'm excited about. I've seen some new sponsors. Got a couple guys in some new rides. Got a couple guys not doing anything with their lives. And it's like, oh man,
just
this
like
is going to be a season. Like, who are we hyped on? We'll get there with talking about teams, but it's like, here's Rizzo's point. Yes, I've heard lots of stories.
I've heard.
I don't know, man. I'm just kind of like, let's get this thing in groove. I think like 2022 kind of had a ring to it. And then especially with Joey winning in the 22, it was kind of like neat. But
this
is like 23 season. The 23 champion, okay. Oh, well, Bubba went? No, we're not saying
exactly.
That. But it's like, oh, the 2023 NASCAR season. Like, how is this going to go out? I don't know. But it's always the season comes and we're getting all tickled and we're pumped. First 10 races, we're like, dude, man, the season's been the best, the racing. And then before we know it, we're like, fuck, there's only 3 races left? Or we're like, God, please get these races over with. I'm done.
I just want to recall last year, okay?
We were talking about how nervous we were for the car.
We were so hesitant. I mean, it was a lot of new stuff coming in, a lot of new teams. You know, there was a lot new. We were really hesitant. We were really concerned. And then, I mean, halfway through the season, I want to say, we were both like, this is one of the best seasons I've ever watched. Like, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Halfway. Like, the beginning. Oddly enough. Like, the Fox races were so good. There were so many good races. And I can't remember the last time that the playoffs kind of ruined so much momentum for me, honestly.
I think that was, in the, like, I'm a huge playoffs guy, old school playoff fan. But it's that was the worst playoffs I think I've seen. And I also got to a point where I was like, does anyone fucking care? Like, do you care at this point? You know, and then a lot of stuff got salty around, like, you know, Denny Hamlin, Dale Jr. says it needs to be changed. And it's like, I'm like, hey, I think there's some tweaks to be made to the playoffs. But I also think when you start changing the playoffs, then what did those last 5 to 10 years, what the fuck was that? Oh, well, those champions won it like this, but now they got to win it like that. And then those champions won it like that, but now they got to win it like this.
Yeah.
And I think the more you muddy the water, the more the credibility just goes
100%,
down the drain.
100%. You start taking away from tradition and how things were done. It really has to be a really important decision that you really think about.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you have to look back now at past champions and go, well, how does that stack up compared to these champions? Because it's totally different. You know, it's like, I mean, I know it's not quite the same, but it's like baseball, right? When you're like, oh, Babe Ruth is the GOAT, but how would he play today? You know, it's kind of like that way where you're just like, I don't know. How would Richard Petty race today? Like, if he had to drive these cars and, you know.
It's just like that. And then, like, you know, racing in the 80s ain't like it was today. But it's, and, you know, I think it's way harder today. But it's also, like, they always say, like, it is as much, and it's, I'm so on the fence, or I'm pretty much hypocritical. I love 4 guys go in, last man standing wins a championship.
Yeah, you've always been
a big proponent. I love that. Yep. But I also see the side of, well, it really sucks is that, like, he could just have a fucking part failure and lose the whole season because of a fucking tire, a Goodyear tire blew, you know, or some freak act. And not like that really happens that often, but it's just like, it does kind of salty how, like, oh yeah, it came down to this when, like, theoretically it could have, you know. And then what always kills me is like, well, technically back to Winston Cup points, such and such would be the leader. And it's like, okay, stop. Stop.
Right. Those will never end, though. Like, somebody's always going to bring that up.
But
what about this as a solution? All right. To what you're saying. So the whole season and then through the playoffs, we do point systems, right? And there's cutoffs based on points.
Yeah.
What if the final four is like, you know, 3 or 4 races of just the final four, and purely
that's,
on points.
That's one thing I've seen is like, let's take out 16. I think there's something to that. I think 16's too many. Make it like top 12 or top 10.
I disagree. I say let's push playoffs further back or further up into the season and have the 16 and just extend the playoffs more.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
maybe have more longer rounds or something.
Exactly,
Or even the same kind of rounds, but then like, I see what you're saying, like, almost not 3-3-3-1, have, like, the last four, like you were saying, like, last four races would be, hey, the final four, there's the final four for the last four races, and they race those four
and
races.
And they race for their points.
Yeah.
Just amongst themselves for their points. You can still race for wins and everything else, but they are counting for their points. Everybody else out of the playoffs.
And you could wreck the first week and win the next 3 and win it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So it's not like totally detrimental.
It sounds super hype, and then like, oh, that would be cool. But then it's also like, then all of a sudden we go to the final race, and such has got a 34-point lead And but then it's also like, well, he earned it. But then it's like,
yeah,
then
why are we doing this? He has a 34-point lead out of four races where you only get a certain amount of points. I'd be like, dude, he was gonna fucking win regardless. Like, he was clearly
like, they want that game set.
He pulled a Jimmy Johnson. You know,
they want to go in the last race not knowing who's gonna win it.
Yeah, yeah. Or it being up for grabs. I get it, and it does totally add hype. I understand the reasoning behind it. It's just like, you know, a game seven moment where you want it. You know, anything could happen. I totally get that. But like you brought up, there does lead to that problem where it's just, you know, in a sport where you have a team and y'all are physically reliant on your, you know, your physicality.
Yeah.
It's, I feel like, a little bit easier to get away with because it's not like, oh, well, your tire can blow. Right. Yeah. You could twist an ankle or something, but there's backups. You know, there's another team around you for racing. Yeah, really. I mean, if you if your tire blows, you're done like for the day, and that you had nothing to do with it. It was just pure chance.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about, but then I just think the more they manipulate it, the more, or like change the way the rules are, the more it's just like, okay, so this year we're doing it like this, or like,
yeah,
okay, well, yeah, son, back in my day they used to all four go in the last round and winner would take all. What? That's crazy, you know.
By the way, Nathan, I just read this comment. I'm kind of behind on the comments. Which Kyle? Kyle Busch?
Talking about Kyle Busch. They started talking about the 8 car, and then they started talking about Ty. We're about to get to a little season evaluation here.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry. I just saw that I was, like, way behind on these comments. I was like, oh,
yeah, let's just jump straight into it. The season's going to be nuts. But we're going to talk about a couple teams and talk about a couple drivers and just give our opinion on, like, our early predictions on like who we think's hot and who we think's not this year. Probably totally going to be ignorantly wrong, but I was going to roll off the deck and just start talking about our championship team, Penske Racing.
Okay.
Yeah. The 22-12-2. Who do you out of the, like, Joey Logano, what do you think he's going to do? Ryan Blaney, what do you think he's going to do? Austin Cindric, what do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I fucking hate these preseason predictions. I hate them so much because I haven't
seen anything.
I'd
love to go back and listen to our other.
I know, that's why I hate them, because I don't want people to go back and listen to the stupid shit that I say. Joey Logano, I never doubt. The dude is a fucking gangster.
Never sleep on him. I totally could see him making the Final Four again.
Why not? You know, why would you not already predict that? The dude always does. He's so fucking good. Oh, man. Sorry. I'm reading fucking Nathan's comments, and I hate him so much. I really hate him so much.
I think RCR last year was the best they've looked in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'll get into that. Sorry. I just can't help but read when he's talking about RCR.
Motherfucker.
Joey Logano, never doubt. Ryan Blaney, he's going to have to show up this year. That's like, this is it for him. He has so much hype behind him.
Does he just keep doing the, like, I lead a bunch, I get stage wins, and I finish 12th?
Yeah, and he might, and that's fine. He'll keep a career if he does it. That's fine. Yeah. But my point more is, like, it's now or never if you're going to be, like, up there with the big boys as a championship contender every year.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you've been hyped right up there with, like, Chase Elliott and some of these other big names when you came in because you did so well and you're on a great team, you have a great car, you know, everything's set up just right for you. The difference is these other guys are pulling away from you. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, like these guys are winning championships.
One thing I heard on the teardown is he's a veteran now, and he's getting up there. He's got several, you know, some wins. He's got all this, you know, he's established himself as up there with the big dogs. Never made a Final Four appearance last year.
Right.
Looking really looking really solid.
Yeah.
Goes to Homestead, spins himself out, goes to Kansas, leading, wrecks himself, like, or going for the lead. Is like, you know, you can't be making mistakes like this at this level. And often are you gonna just be hot dog and then fuck? I mean, it's old.
What number season is it for him? Do you know?
What was it? 2017 rookie season was in the 21.
2017 is what your guess is?
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nathan.
I'm looking it up right now. Full-time 2016.
It was 17 or 18. 16. I think it was 17.
I'm telling you, it's 16. I'm looking it up right now. I'm reading it.
Okay, sorry.
It's cool. Yeah, so no wins in 2016. He got a win, 17, a win, 18, a win, 19, a win, 2020. Three wins in 2021. That's when I think everyone was like, all right, here he comes. And then how many wins did he get in 2022, Dakota?
Zero.
Exactly. So he is regressing now. He's only.
I think he's got to step up to the plate this year and be like, "Hey, I'm going. I'm going off. I'm getting these wins I didn't get."
I'm not saying this as an insult to knock him. If he keeps up these stats, he will always have a ride in NASCAR as long as he wants. Yeah. But this is going to be his 7th year full time in the Cup Series, and he's had 7 total wins.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's fine if that's the type of driver he's going to be. And there's plenty of drivers like that. My favorite driver is that.
He's got to finish. He can open like a motherfucker. He's got to finish. You got to get those dubs.
Right. If he wants to be, considered, I think what we all kind of expected him to be, then it's like now or never, my favorite driver has 4 wins. So I'm not knocking him at all. That's not meant as an insult. It's just, he's got a big fan base.
I could see him, I could see him snagging. I think he definitely gets a win this year. I could see him snagging 2.
He's got to get a couple.
Yeah, I could also see him winning none. I don't know. I think Blaney, he's got the speed. He just needs to polish it up a little.
Good win none. Look, if we're going off like the law of averages, then you got to expect he gets just 1 win this year. Right? Because it's like 1-1.
And I mean,
it was 0-1-1.
And he was
1.
Close a couple times. Like, there was a couple races last year he was close.
That's the thing. And that's why I think he gets brought up a lot, because he is always up there in the mix. Yeah. If I pull up, he's had 61 top fives and 113 top tens. That's a lot. Those are good stats. But it's the wins that matter at the end of the day, and he has not been doing it.
That is correct. I think that's enough on Ryan Blaney. Austin Cindric, I totally see this guy having like some top tens at some mile and a halves here and there when they really got it going and some guys wreck. Maybe some strong performances at road courses, but maybe just a solid like 23rd points place finish. Maybe trying a last minute Hail Mary getting the damn playoffs, but I don't really see much coming from this guy. I think it's just Austin Cindric's going to just have a good little sophomore year and stay out of the radar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tougher one. Obviously, we've seen a lot less from him, so I don't know. You think he gets a win this year?
I do not. I don't think he gets a win.
I could see him sneaking in a win. 1 win. I don't know if I see him going off, but I definitely could see him getting a win, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take it straight over to Hendrick Motorsports. The 9 of Chase Elliott, the 24 of William Byron, the 5 of Kyle Larson, and the 48 of old Alex Bowman.
All right, you start off.
Number 9 is Chase Elliott. I think he has a very similar year to last year. I think he will still be a douchebag, but I still think
he's not a douchebag.
I think he gets 3 to 4 wins.
Person that's ever like met him and personally hangs out with him or talked to him, all has nothing but great things to say. So I'm gonna cut you off on the douchebag thing. We can hate him as a driver, but I have heard nothing but good things about the guy.
So that's the thing. You would think I'd be a Chase Elliott fan. Total plot twist in 24.
Yeah, Georgia.
So I think Chase has a good year. I think he makes a good strong run, leads a bunch of laps. I don't see him making Final 4. I could totally be wrong on this.
Whoa.
I don't see him making Final 4.
That's a hot take.
I just see them. It seemed like they started so strong, and when the playoffs started, they just totally like ejecto-cito'd, didn't give a shit, or they didn't bring it. I don't know. Maybe they correct themselves, but I don't see him making Final 4.
That's a possibility for sure. Yeah.
I think William Byron, he started last year so strong. Like, he was like, dude, William Byron, like, holy fuck, he's taking the helm. And then he just like hit the pause button and like went away. He never did anything again. Didn't do anything in the playoffs, really. What did he make Final 8? Oh no, yeah. Remember the Denny Hamlin gate at Texas?
That whole thing.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
shit.
Another thing that fucked the whole playoffs up.
Yeah.
So
wow,
that was weird. I think William Byron gets a win or two, a win if he's lucky, maybe. Kyle Larson.
But he'll get a shit ton of top 10 finishes.
Yeah, Kyle Larson. He's Kyle fucking Larson. I think he gets several wins. Will he be like a dominant leading tons of laps car? Probably. But will he be like 2021 Larson? I don't think so. I don't know. I almost feel like this year's gonna be a lot like last year, but I think there's gonna be a bigger gap with the bigger teams like getting a hold of these cars. So it's really hard to say. Alex Bowman, I think this is like a, we better see something or this isn't going to last much longer. But Ally loves him. So yep. I don't know. I've never, Alex Bowman doesn't do anything for me. He's just there, man. Sneaks up and grabs a win here and there. Like got lucky last year at Vegas with the late caution. But I mean, a win is a win. I don't know. I don't even see him really making the playoffs.
Well, my only thing also about like his contract coming up is who are they replacing him with?
Who knows, man? I don't know who's coming up through the ranks. I don't
because
who could
he
they
has
smack?
He has sponsorship money and he
yeah, and that's what foots the bill these days.
And he is going to get you wins. He does win, you know, like
yeah.
But he's not the most consistent dude, but he does get wins every single season. Like he puts yeah. it up.
But my only thing is, I'm thinking is like his stats last year were just terrible. He had one lucky win, and then other than that, he was dog shit garbage. That is also correct. yeah, he'll be.
I mean, look, here's to defend Dakota. If you go on like Twitter a lot, like we do. In the NASCAR community, and you see the rainbow flags and like the pronouns, they all seem to be fans of two drivers and two drivers only, yeah, Bubba Wallace and Alex Bowman.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I got to give Dakota that point at least. That's all I've ever seen is they love.
I feel like Alex that Bowman. Day is coming sooner.
They do love Alex Bowman, so
well,
maybe they
saying,
know something we don't.
With the movement and the you know the way the sport's headed and inclusion and diversity, all good things. I'm not saying anything of that. Hey, what's up? What's up, Fred? Dude, Fred, it's Fred. What the fuck is up, man? Oh, dude. At first, I was like, "Who's Arrowhead Fred?" This is my buddy I met at the fucking gym with the Kevin shirt.
Oh,
yeah,
what up, dude? Yeah,
what's
I heard
up,
about
dude?
You. What's up,
at first, I was like, yeah. "Wait, who is that?" Hey, man, thanks for joining.
Hey, thanks for joining. Fuck Kevin Harvick, dude. Glad he's leaving and finally. Works better without him.
No, we're getting to Kevin. But I think Alex Bowman's definitely going to be coming out of the closet sooner or later. But he doesn't do nothing for me as a race car driver, man. I just don't. Yeah, he's got a babe. Yeah, so did whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Kylie a lot of dudes have best friends.
What, Bruce Jenner had a babe, too, dude.
Wait, is he gay, though?
Oh fuck Hendrix. That takes us straight into Joe Gibbs Racing.
We're back, baby.
Yeah,
as game transvestites are gay.
Oh my god, that Fred, the show's not normally like this.
yeah, it is. It's really bad.
Take us straight into Joe Gibbs Racing, dude. Christopher Bell in the 20, Denny Hamlin in 11, Ty Gibbs in the 54. I think there's a lot there. And we got Martin Truex in the 19 singing the swan song.
Are you frozen?
Am I frozen?
God damn it. Dakota.
I'm still live here. Yo.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. What's up?
We're back. Okay.
I was live the whole time and you were like, "Are you frozen, motherfucker?" And I was like, "No, I'm right here." And then you were like, "Motherfucker." dude,
damn.
I think Christopher Bell was just tipping the iceberg last year, and I think he's about to go off.
I can tell you from my limited knowledge of watching dirt racing, the dude knows how to fucking wheel.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Ooh, Snake froze L in the chat for
yep,
Rattlesnake.
Yep. All right. I'll own up to that one. My bad. He froze on my shit.
Yeah, are you frozen? You son of a bitch.
Damn. Well, you're usually the one with the
internet problems. Pot called the kettle black.
This is new for me.
So, I think Christopher Bell is going to go off. I think he was really
cool. I like
scrappy at the end of last year, getting even more hold on the car, more hold of his, fourth season. And I think he's going to take the helm. I think Denny's kind of just Denny Hamlin. And I think the 20 is going to grab the helm of Joe Gibbs Racing and be like, "Hey, Ty, let me show you something."
If Sebo wasn't such a baby face, I think I could get behind him a lot more because I respect the fact that he like is a dirt racer. Anytime a driver comes in from that kind of background, I kind of respect him a little bit more because I'm like, all right, you know, they like earn their way to get here. They work their way up. He's just such a baby face, you know, it's tough, dude.
He's a little younger than me. Like I look at him. I thought he was like 21.
Yeah. Same. No, like, I thought he was like 17. Yeah.
Like 28.
No, 29? I think he's like 30 or something.
Yeah. People sleep on that. I think he's in a really good spot to really establish himself at Joe Gibbs Racing. I think Denny Hamlin, Denny does it again last year and freaking chokes and doesn't get it done and doesn't make playoffs or doesn't make the Final Four and doesn't get the championship. Bell State Wines Glenn 2020 showed me my bros. That's right, Fred. And
hey,
I think Denny will have a strong year. I think he'll have like 3 or 4 wins. He'll probably win another 500 here in a couple weeks. And
are you going to go out on a limb and predict him to win the championship like you did last year?
No, I wasn't. So I was getting to the point of, do you think we'll start to see a decline in Denny Hamlin? We got new, the team's growing, 2311's growing. Like, how are we going to, do you think he's going to be maybe distracted? Do you think he's still going to be like going hard, Denny Hamlin? I mean, he looked really good last year, but then still never got it done.
Yeah, at some point, he's got to kind of take a step back and more into his manager role, right?
I don't know. It's just like, how long is Denny going to be a force? As soon as these guys start breaking Crispin over 40, they all start talking about when you're retiring. And it's like, I think that's coming in the next couple of years. But like, how long is Denny going to be rocking these wins? How long is, you know, say Denny has a slump season, halfway through season, they're going to start talking like, well, Denny, you know, hasn't been the year. Or have you been thinking? I don't know.
Sorry, I'm fucking lagging. I just turned off my Roku. Hopefully that helps. A good point. Other drivers won't be asked that quite like he will. When he starts to fuck up, he's going to be asked, you know, stuff like, is it about that time to hang it up? And that can get in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. But I think Denny is, as much as it's like, dude, Denny's a boss. Like, he knows how to do this. But there's also like, well, the mental game clearly gets to him when the pressure's cooking. He's great, but the hourglass is getting close, man. Ryan Sieg, SHR. Honestly, not a bad move. Love Ryan Sieg, Georgia boy. But I don't know, man. I think he still just has a good year, doesn't get a championship. I'm starting to think he's never going to get the championship. I think last year was like the run. Ooh, hot take.
Honestly, every time I start to like him again, I get equally annoyed with him again. So I'm kind of just like, whatever, man. You know, he's cool, but then he'll like bitch on Twitter. And like,
yeah, that Twitter bitching gets old.
Yeah.
And he's got the new podcast coming out that everybody's excited for. And I'm a little like, I think it's going to be an every week listen. But how much is Denny going to say? Is it going to be like rated E? Or is it going to be like PG, like, hey, guys, Denny Hamlin here. You're listening to the download.
Oh, he better be on there shit talking.
I hope he's on there like, dude, fuck Alex Bowman.
Yeah. Well, he should. Yeah. I mean,
he's on there like, this is what they don't want you to hear.
Yeah, he should get on there and be like, fucking Ross Chastain's lucky I don't kick his ass. Like, that would be tight. I would tune in for that.
I don't know. I think the time is ticking.
That is a really good comparison, actually. As a Rockets fan, I had to live that. And I remember we were so stoked when we got him, and he just could never do shit. He's so fucking talented, but when it comes down to it in the playoffs, he never can win. Oof. And that is Denny Hamlin. That's a really good point. The dude's always really good in the season, but when it comes down to it, he just can never get it done.
True.
Martin and that's why I didn't pick him last year when you picked him. I said he will never get it done. He doesn't have it in him, and Joey does.
Taking us to the 19 to Martin Truex. Nathan's calling it that this is his final season, that he will pull the plug. And I'm really hoping he starts announcing something soon, not the late July, like, hey, this is it. And I really hope he doesn't fucking tease us along all year and then go, I'm going to come back 1 year. Like, let us know now or never, dude. But if it is, Truex got close. He should have had like 6 or 7 wins last year. Got the goose egg, missed the playoffs. It was like just like pulling the freaking sheet out from under him. Like, he had a strong car in a lot of races. And a lot of fucking L's from the pit box, in my opinion.
Yep.
Lots of miscommunication on pit, not pit, bad calls on tire strategies. Like, he had fast cars all the time and never got it done. He was either in 20th or he was, like, mowing the field down coming to the lead.
A great point, Nick. Don't become an Almirola.
You can beat stay too long. I think Truex capitalizes on some of those. And I think he gets two wins on the year. I think I can see Truex just getting two nice wins.
He's got to, right? He's got to bounce back with more than just one.
And I think he makes the playoffs and like see where it goes. I honestly, if they get something cooking, I think they're contenders. They could be Final Four contenders. And if it was his last year, I think that'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool to see any of these guys retire and make the Final Four in their last season. Just
that would
have
be
a
really
shot.
Cool.
Now they won it. That's freaking and one. But it's like just being there would be a good cherry on top of a retirement season.
I was
but
really excited when we finally started getting young guys in the Final Four because it seemed like forever it was just the same guys. You know, it was Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and then like maybe Joe Logano or Brad Keselowski or something. But now I'm kind of with you. It'd be kind of cool knowing that a bunch of these guys are about to be done and some we know for certain are about to be done.
Remember Gordon? Gordon won Martinsville and like made the fight. And like, he got a shot. Like, he didn't, never really was there for the title fight.
But it was
still
nice.
Cool to like, on his way out was, fighting on his way down. I think I guess that's what I see from Truex. I think he could have a good year. Yeah, that'd be cool. How you feeling, Truex?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he needs to bounce back with more than just one win to remind everybody, like, hey, I'm still here. I'm still dominant force. Even if it ends up being his last season, he needs to end on a high note because seeing him go winless was really like sad to watch. I don't really care about Truex one way or the other. I've never hated him. I've never loved him. I know Nathan's a huge fan, so I've always been kind of in the middle with him, but just personally, I don't want to see him go out like that. I don't want to see, the Jimmy Johnson thing again. It's kind of ugly to watch. I want him to get more than one win this season, especially if it's going to be his last season. He needs at least two.
Yeah. Little Ty Gibbs, dude. I think Ty is going to have a lot of learning and maturing to do, but I think he's going to be fast like every fucking week. I'm not going to sit here and say like wins, but I think he's going to like lead some laps and fuck up and like have a bunch of those moments. But I totally see him getting a win. I don't know about multiple wins, but I totally see him getting a win and I could see him making the playoffs.
All right. Here's my bold prediction. He goes winless.
Okay.
He's fast, but reckless. And pisses off the entire field, and everybody fucking hates him. This, honestly, I think that's what. And no offense, Connor, I know you love him. I love you, Connor. You're the coolest. But I have seen enough of how he drives to know that he's pretty reckless with his equipment. And now imagine him with the equipment he's about to have. I think he's gonna piss off the entire field, kind of like Ross did last year. And he's gonna have to like do a bunch of apologies all the time. And I don't know if he's gonna win.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he gets a win.
Connor, as I was saying that. Sorry, Connor, man. I love
you. I think he makes playoffs. I think he gets a win on like some sort of like rare New Hampshire race where there was like a strategy call. I don't know. He might get a couple. It might come out fucking flying.
16. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see him up there. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a speed problem. I think it's going to be a getting it all together.
And also, to this point, I don't think Ty's going to actually fight anyone. Like, I think he's going to have to apologize a lot.
I don't know. Maybe certain things did some humbling and straighten him out. Bowman can make enough pride t-shirt.
I love Connor.
Grayson going to beat that ass. Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, Noah ain't playing. Taking us straight over to Stuart Haas, dude. I mean, we'll do a fucking apology letter at the end or farewell, goodbye. But Kevin Harvick in the 4 car, Eric Almirola shouldn't be here anymore in the 10 car. freaking newly extended contract, Chase Briscoe in the 14, and Ryan Preece in the 41. Okay. So Kevin Harvick in the 4. I'm so happy. Been calling it for years. You heard it on the show about the retirement. I'm so fucking happy I'm right for once. And now's his retirement. It's going to be a sad, wholesome year.
Hey, you're going to fuck somebody up, dude. Let's go.
Nathan. is Kevin Harvick going out, dude. I've been calling it, and I've been talking about this like it's gonna happen. I know it's happening. I've already accepted it years ago.
I think you've talked about this for like a couple seasons now.
Yeah, but now that it's here and I'm like seeing the montages and the videos, I am like, oh my god, this is really happening. What the fuck? Yeah, but all like Kevin had, once he got a hang of the next gen last year, he started fucking motoring. He had speed, had the fucking devastating playoffs that was kind of totally taken out of his hands. He was a rocket, forced to be messed with, but what's the title on the Ricky?
Don't Bunch come show. Over here and give Dakota
no,
a hard
I don't
on,
think
man.
That happens. Need... I think Kevin wins three races. I could see three races. Finally gets together. He's got a hold on the car. I think he leads the ship of Stuart Haas, everybody else. Chase Briggs goes fighting for his life to make top 16. I think Eric Almirola fights for top 30 in points. And I think Ryan Preece will be lucky to have a top 10.
Okay. Okay. Ryan Preece. Am I frozen again?
No.
Okay, I did for a second. Ryan Preece, agreed. I don't know. Why is he?
Everybody,
still...
a lot of people are hyped on it, and I'm like, I mean,
no.
If the bar was Cole Custer. Okay.
I don't think that's a step up. I think that's a lateral.
It's a lateral.
That's 100% lateral move. I don't see how that's an improvement at all.
Do it. This is what this team needed.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm way. That's the type of shit that there's somebody's gonna clip and be like, look at this fucking idiot. But I don't see anything from him. I have watched him since his rookie season, and people forget how long he's been in the cup. Let's see, who else do we have?
Eric Almirola.
Just fucking give up already, dog.
Dude, and then that's the other thing is like that's the thing that's gonna piss me off. I think Eric Almirola went ahead and extended for like two seasons, so I think he's racing next year already. 3 years too long, in my opinion. But it's like, if Eric Almirola all of a sudden's like, "Hey, I'm retiring too," and like tries to steal this light from fucking Kevin, I'm gonna flip out.
That's some shit I could see him doing. So, also.
Yeah, but it's also like, well, who goes to 10 car? Who gives a shit? Stuart Haas is in shambles. Okay, with Kevin's on his way out the door, what the fuck are y'all gonna do? Honestly, I'm not. I mean, I've seen a. I mean, Briscoe had a couple little. Oh my god. Christopher,
holy shit.
That's a
big Nathan, market. Have you ever watched him race? Like,
now Preece can drive. I think Preece is like a Ricky Stenhouse to me. Like,
no, he's not as good as Ricky Stenhouse, even.
I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, y'all are tripping.
I'm not even a Preece fan. I just meant like talent.
I just pulled it up. Okay. He's 115 cup races.
I thought you were gonna say 115 years old.
115 years old. With two top fives. Dude, he sucks.
Yeah, he was in the 37 at JTG.
I don't care, man. He sucks.
I'm just not sold on him.
I don't think he's really doing shit.
Man. He doesn't do anything for me.
I'm surprised he's still like in the Cup Series.
All I say is all you have to do is do better in Cole Custer. He had one top five in like three seasons or one something like that. Is like, sure, man. Yeah, dude.
I don't know what I was supposed to talk about. I don't even remember.
Eric Almirola and Kevin Harvick.
Eric Almirola. Fucking.
He'll have a top 10 at New Hampshire.
Yeah, just give up. And then Kevin Harvick, about time. Get the fuck out of the sport. No one likes you. No, honestly, and I've talked to you about this. Obviously, I'm not the biggest Kevin Harvick fan. But it's one of those things that obviously I appreciate what he's done. Also, I think you mentioned this stat to me. He's the last driver from the Winston Cup, right?
Yeah, he'll be the last driver that raced in the Winston Cup
series. Yeah. So stuff like that, it's like it's just weird. It's just a whole new generation.
Old.
Whoever you watched as a kid is no longer around. Like Kevin Harvick's gone. Yeah. So that's a huge loss to the sport.
And all of a sudden, the veterans, the legends that are racing, you watch the rookie season, that's kind of putting a lot of stuff in perspective.
Yeah,
Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex are the guys retiring, and like Kyle Busch is going to be the top oldest guy in race. Like
weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
dude?
Yeah. So
I watched
you know
these guys' rookie years.
It was bound to happen. You've been calling it for a long time that this was going to be the season. This is going to be the year. So good call on that. And I hope he has a good farewell. I hate seeing these great drivers go out like some of them do. It's really unfortunate to watch. But
I'm really one win and I'm happy. I just would love like one more win. I don't even care where it is. Like if he gets more than one, that's cool. I just don't want to see him take the Jimmy Johnson route and like struggle to finish 20th and like, why are we slow and like have a miserable retirement year.
If you want my honest opinion, I think it's going to be kind of more like that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's my honest opinion.
I would be surprised.
I do think he pulls out one win.
Yeah.
I do foresee at least one win. Like I don't see him retiring without a win this season. So
I could see him making top 12 playoffs. If he's lucky, top 8. Finally.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That would be nice.
Let's jump over to the boys. RCR Racing. Got some new faces over there. The eight car of Kyle freaking Busch. The three car of Mustachio. Dude, I love the stash. On
I know. Good for him.
And the new schemes, new like sponsors over there. RCR is clicking off some heat coming into this season, and I hope they can back it up.
I think the best part about the sponsorships coming in is just proves that they were just wanted Ty and said they didn't want to have to pay Kyle the money they were paying him. And I just wish that would have been like their honest answer the whole time, was just like, hey, yeah, look, Ty's way cheaper and he's family. So it's just easy decision for us. Like Kyle Busch, you're fucking awesome. And the fact that they kind of threw him under the bus by saying like sponsorship was an issue, I just think was kind of a slap in the face, where it's like Kyle Busch pulls in sponsors. Like, don't insult him like that, Kyle Busch. So it's great for the team. They're pulling in sponsors, obviously. And Richard Childress has never had an issue finding sponsors. I mean, fucking, he finds sponsors for Ty Dillon. So dude can find sponsorships.
Huge hot take. Kyle Busch wins the Daytona 500.
Okay.
In the eight car.
I'll take it a step further. He wins the championship in the eight car.
Oh my God.
First year in the eight car, he wins the Daytona 500.
That would be fucking insane.
And caps it off with.
But if he won the championship, like first year, like I totally see him making playoffs, making a deep run. But when I don't know, that's a lot. But
I would say
the car was that eight car was one of the fastest cars all last year.
Yeah. Okay. That's such a terrible take. Nathan, I know you watched Tyler Reddick tear it up. Are you trying to say that like Tyler Reddick's better than Kyle Busch? Because okay, if he gets two wins. And he just like kind of like a Martin Truex Jr. last year, where he should have got a lot more, but like something
and
happened.
I think
I could see that, but like to get lucky to get two wins for Kyle.
I think this is the Kyle Busch vengeance tour. I think that motherfucker is mad and I think he's angry and like this is vengeance. And he's gonna, that car's got, I think it's gonna have speed like it did last year. Tyler Reddick went fucking off in that car, and now you're gonna put one of the greatest of our generation in that car. I think Kyle Busch, I mean, I'm calling a minimum of two wins. I think he gets, you know, 2-4. Think he,
that's what I'm saying.
Goes,
he could get,
I hope
low
he fucking
end.
Comes and decimates all. Honestly, like this is the, I mean, I've never, I mean, back in the day, Kyle Busch was hard to like, but like Kyle over the last 6 years, I've loved Kyle Busch. And now in the eight car, I'm totally set. Like, yeah, he's going to ball out, dude. I'm totally sold on Kyle Busch and I want him to do good.
I mean, Nathan, I think you're just like, I think you're just talking out of grass here. And I think I know that, you know, that like you're saying it just to like, I don't know, trigger me or something, or like, like, come on, dude, you know that he's not going to be lucky to get two wins. First of all, it's Kyle Busch. Like, you know, he's a better driver than that. I don't want to hear it. If he gets two wins, but he should have had a lot more. Like I said, like Martin Truex Jr. last year, Nathan, you should see my point here. Then, maybe. That there's just like a new team, there's some issues there, but it's Kyle Busch, dude. You could put him in anything and he's going to be fighting for more than two wins in a season. Yeah. Not to mention, as Dakota pointed out, that eight car was a fucking hot rod last year. Tyler Reddick was tearing it up in that car. And also, everyone's like talking shit about Austin's not going to do shit. Didn't he finish like 11th in points last year? He was like just outside the top 10. Yeah, I think he finished like above Tyler Reddick. So
I want to see a little more out of Austin this year.
Oh, 100. Trust me. I want to see way more. But I feel like people are like, oh, Kyle's going to RCR. He's done. Career's over. RCR's trash. And it's like, they have gotten so much better this last year. And I think people are just kind of stuck in this, like, from 4 years ago with, like, Ryan Newman, where they just were in a huge slump.
I mean, there's several races last year. Kyle Busch almost won and didn't get it. Or finished second a couple times, disqualified.
All right, here's a great point. You want to bring up Kyle Busch's JGR equipment last year? Come on, dude. If you don't believe in conspiracy theories that they were just giving him junk,
that was a goddamn witch hunt.
Dude, they come on. You know that that was trash. You watched those races. You saw what was happening. At a certain point, I think he just gave up because he was like, they literally are giving me shit that doesn't work.
I also could see Kyle like dominating the Daytona 500, leading hard, 25 to go. Someone hooks him wrong and spins him in front of the field with like 20 to go. And it's like, aw.
Exactly.
It happened.
The difference is he actually won.
You know, here's a very hot, funny, like,
totally disagree on this.
They're running a part-time Xfinity ride with the three car with Ty Dillon. I want them to put Kyle Busch in the three car at Dega. Like part-time ride, like put Ty and Austin in it, or like, and put Kyle in the three car, or even at Daytona. Like, how fucking nuts would like fan base, Twitter would be on fire.
Yeah, no, I would fucking love that. Yeah, that's what I was saying too. Like,
that's what they were saying in the Twitter group chat. I was like, that would be insane.
And that's what I meant by like Richard Childress could get Ty Dillon sponsorships in that three Xfinity car. Like, if that dude can fucking pull sponsorships out of
Black Rifle Kyle Busch. let's jump ship real quick. Speaking of Tyler Reddick, let's go to 2311. Ooh, Reddit would break. 2311 with new teammate Tyler Reddick in the 45 car of Kurt's old ride, RIP, and the 23 of Bubba Wallace. I think these guys, I'm kind of like, I think they're going to have speed. Joe Gibbs equipment, 2311, getting even more footing going into the third year. I think Tyler Reddick's going to be a force. I could see like one or two wins. I don't really see him going crazy and like winning a bunch of races, but I could totally see him like a fighting for round of eight contention in the round of 12.
I don't think 2311 is the step up from RCR that a lot of people think it is.
I think Tyler Reddick will outdrive his car, or like, I think Tyler Reddick is above that equipment.
I think it's very similar to the equipment he had at RCR, if not lesser than. I think he wanted out of RCR because he didn't fit in there. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of agree. I think he'll get like two wins. If he gets three, I think that'll be huge for him. Yeah. I've always said I think he's a great driver. Bubba Wallace, on the other hand.
I don't know. Bubba showed huge strides last year. Still didn't make the playoffs. Got a win. Had a couple shots at some wins. That's not what I said. I guess one win, Red Dog is three wins. I like Nick's take. I can totally see Bubba winning. He's good. He's always been good at Kansas. I'm gonna need Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick cards on my team. And I think I totally see Bubba winning a race. I don't know where or how or what. But I totally see him again fighting to be right on that line.
He's going
to
win one of the Talladegas.
Trying to make the playoffs. Or win like a Talladega. I can see him winning Kansas or something.
Yeah, I think he'll win one.
There's been a lot of new, like, aero. We didn't even talk about it, but, like, there's been a lot of new, like, they changed some of the noses on the Fords and Chevys.
And the Chevy is like, totally different.
Dude,
they're testing like spoiler heights.
Yeah, so I think it's going to take a couple, like, 6-8 races of, like, adjusting and seeing who's really got what. But, I don't know. I think that may manipulate how some of these guys ran from the year before. I don't know. But that's
Bubba ain't fixing. That's his attitude. That's just who he is.
I don't know.
At this point, that's who he is. Maybe he'll get a little bit older in like 4 or 5 years and he starts to change a little bit like Kyle Busch did. That's fine. But right now, I think he's the exact same that he's
always
been.
Married too. Maybe that'll like shape him up a little bit.
Nah, I think when they zoom on him, he'll do that same fucking face where he goes.
Yeah.
He does that quick little bitchy smile that he gives.
RIP Kurt, man. Really hate he went out the way he did, but he's still not cleared to race. I don't really know what the hell that means. It's been a while, but it's almost just like seeing like your like grandpa like just like, oh man, I'm sorry, but we'll visit you next month. It just sucks. I hate it for Kurt. But
this is like the worst way for him to go out.
I do like him taking over as like a lead ambassador role, like still being implemented with 2311. He's still like posting shit and training and like pretty much there to be a mentor for Tyler and Bubba. And if he's in their corner, I also think that helps 2311 as a team.
I mean, we talk about how Kevin Harvick's going to go out this season. Can you imagine if you're a Kurt fan?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like, I can't even imagine. You did not get a conclusion to his season as a fan.
No, and it just fucking ended right during qualifying.
That sucks. I agree. Like I really
it's
like
worse
Kurt
than being a Carl Edwards fan.
Yeah.
At least it was in the off season.
Yeah. This is so bad. Like if I was a diehard Kurt fan, this would really suck. This would put a real big sour taste in my mouth.
I don't even really give a shit to talk about any of the other teams because I don't really think they're relevant. We can talk about Roush.
RFK. What about Trackhouse?
Oh, shit, Trackhouse.
Come on, we gotta talk about Trackhouse.
I thought we already talked about Trackhouse.
That one we do need to discuss.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about RFK and Trackhouse.
Okay, all right. Okay. Those are the last, for sure.
I brain farted. I was like, what team did we not talk about? Okay, Trackhouse. I think Ross is still no hold barred, fucking grabs the bull by the horns, leads a bunch of laps,
makes a bunch
of mistakes, and I think he gets two or three wins.
I really hope so. I hope that wasn't just like a.
I think
like
they still have speed.
Pan.
I think Suarez needs to clean it up a little bit and kind of. I mean, if Ross is out there fucking battling guys for wins and Daniel's like, you know, fighting guys for. I mean, Daniel had a lot of the top fives last year, but it's always like Daniel was just a step behind Ross, it seemed. I'd like to see a little more out of Daniel,
and six top fives. So the exact same as Chase Briscoe.
Yeah, there you go. I think Daniel had more speed at times. Yeah. And I don't know. I think Ross is a fucking wheel man. And I think, that was another thing. But Ross is a wheel man. I think that team continues to have their speed. And I think they will piss some people off along the way.
Yeah. Ross, I hope he comes back. I hope over the offseason he grew his balls back and they're hanging down a little bit lower because, as I mentioned during the season, I loved him. He was like the new Kyle Larson. He didn't give a shit. He fucking put his car where he wanted it, and he won races, and I really respected the shit out of that. I know he pissed a lot of people off along the way, but that's just what happens. You don't think fucking Dale Sr. was pissing people off back when he was tearing it up?
I don't think it's a bad thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people now all love Dale Sr., but back in the day, a lot of fucking people hated him, and that's because he fucking did what he wanted with his car, and he didn't really care about people, and I really respected the shit out of that. And then when it happened with the Denny Hamlin situation and Chase Elliott situation, he kind of lost it, and I never really saw it again, and I'm hoping over the offseason he gets it back. In terms of Daniel Suarez, I'm still an amigo. I'm still fucking out here representing. So, I kind of agree. I hope he cleans it up. I think we can expect a win from him this season. And it'd be really cool if he got two. Like, that would be a huge accomplishment if he got two.
He was fast at a lot of tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been a big fan of 2311 of Trackhouse.
Yeah.
So
I'm totally on board with Trackhouse.
Keep going. Yeah.
RFK. I think Chris Buescher made great strides last year, looked really fast, almost made the playoffs, got a win straight up Bristol. I think he gets a win or looks strong. I could see him going winless, but I could also see him battling some crazy race there. I think they're kind of warming up to make a big moves over there, and they're just trying to get all the pieces together. I think Brad Kay gets a win this year. I think he was making huge movements at the end of last season. And I think he was just having that new team blues of like trying to get adjusted to how things go over there. And I think Brad this year is like, hey, I'm not done yet.
Wait, so what did you say about Chris?
I think I could totally see him going winless. I could totally see him maybe getting a win. He was looking real. I think last year was his best season to date. I could totally see him battling for 16th in points, like trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, with both these drivers, I think
they look good in the second half of the season.
It greatly depends on their equipment with both of them.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate. It's for two different reasons. Brad Kay is a vet, and we know what he can do. He's a fucking championship driver, but he's older now, and I think he's focused a lot more on management So if his equipment isn't there, I don't really see him battling for wins as much anymore. I think he'll get a win regardless, just because he's so good. But I think if his equipment's there, then we're going to see him battling up front a lot more. And then on the other hand, with Chris Buescher, he's young. We're starting to see a lot of talent coming through finally from him, which is great.
Yeah.
And if his equipment's there, once again, I can see him battling for more than a one win. But if their equipment's not there, he'd be happy to get one win.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Brad gets a win. Fucking colleague. I think Dinger. Oh, God dang it. We talked about RFK.
Yeah.
I think Dinger gets a 1-2 road course wins. I think he makes playoffs, and I think he's a threat with the Roval being in the playoffs. Yeah, I remember that when the wreck at Daytona, and they were freaking pissed. I think, the colleague's making strides. They kind of look like they're just trying to fit the pieces together. But I think Dinger coming back full-time, this is probably going to be one of his strongest showings. He was doing part-time last year looking like a boss in the 16, so... Now a full time, I think that car is automatically in the playoffs.
Automatically in the playoffs?
7 road courses. Dinger was fast on mile and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, one win and you're in. I think.
No, that's not true anymore.
Do you think we get 19 winners this year?
Probably not. It probably starts to level out again because it's like more than one season in these new cars. Remember we said that last year.
Yeah,
I think that was gonna be the year that we did.
I think we get like 13 to 14 winners this year.
Yeah. I think we still get a lot of winners, but it's the second season in this car now, and people are starting to figure it out.
A bigger gap, maybe more like 5 to 6 wins, like guys with 5 to 6 wins. Justin Haley, I think he was making some moves at the end of the year last year too. He's a guy that like he's always finishing. He's always when there's calamity, he's ending up in the top 6. He gets the car there. And he's really good at super speedways. So anything can happen, man. That's the season. It's gonna be really fucking emotional for me. So y'all just hang tight. I'm gonna be a baby back bitch all season. God forbid if Kevin wins a race I am gonna fucking lose it. Oh my god, I can't imagine what that would be like. But I'm gonna cry at every race, and it's gonna be very emotional watching this happen, watching your hero just like lay it to rest right before your eyes. But man, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be humbling. It's gonna be awesome. I'm like so ready to start the season and just like cheers my boy off into the sunset.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. We'll still be at a lot of races, although we keep talking about trying to go to less. We'll see. We'll probably end up with more.
And then
somehow.
People are offering us free tickets to races we didn't want to go to.
God damn it.
This is how it goes.
A struggle.
Look, dude, last night I was like, I'm not going to go as many this year. And I was like, but Kevin's last year. And then I was like, I'm not going to a lot. I'm just going to Daytona.
That's what I've been doing. Yep.
Both Degas, both Atlantas, maybe Darlington, a night race.
I'm like, oh, I want to add a Charlotte.
And I'm like,
this year.
I was like, that's 8 right there. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
I've been doing the exact same thing. So
I said, I'm not going to.
Hey, what up, Cohen?
Hey, I said, I'm not going as many races. I was like, I'm not going as many weekends. Maybe focus more on just going to the race.
Okay.
That is a little better, I think.
A little less money,
A little less money. Maybe just make a trip to the race.
A little less beers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to go for 3 days.
Okay. I'm not against this.
Cohen's first race, Coke 600, by God.
No, his first Coke 600.
Oh, okay. I was like, geez. That's a fun one.
That's
your buddy from Darlington.
Or Darlington, yeah.
Yeah, the Logano fan, right?
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah, Cohen's awesome, dude. Cool dude, fucking dude. Yeah, Cohen, that would be sick. I would actually love to go. If I end up going to the Coke 600, Cohen, I'll hit you up. So,
yeah. Cool. I mean, I'm not going to go Coke 600, but I could just leave that morning and come back. but dude, first episode's in the books. It was a long one. We had a lot to catch up on.
We had so much. Y'all. I think that's okay, yeah.
Thank y'all for fucking tuning in, dude. I think... Regularly, we're going to try to get on a Monday, Tuesday schedule, but we're busy dads. We're busy with life. I kind of like the Thursday, but
I was snowboarding in Jackson Hole.
It almost seems like we're waiting all damn week to get to the episode. Fred's showing his ass in Atlanta. Oh, man. Rattlesnake, if you come to Atlanta, you'll have to meet Fred, dude. He's an OG.
Dude, for sure. You know I'll be down there.
But, dude, it's been a fun episode. I'm so glad we're back. Stay tuned. Next week, we'll be live again, and we'll have a pre-clash episode and talk everything. Traditional Bush Bud Shootout and what the clash is.
Oh, also
now.
By Yeats sunglasses.
Oh shit! And if you wanted to look this fucking cool, during your episodes or at any race you go to, check out yeetsofficial.com with discount code chairgating at checkout, and you can look fly as a motherfucker wherever you are. Also, check out Stock Car Society, and you can have some fresh, dope fits for race day. There's some buds of us. They got badass koozies. And if you're cold, go get you an Old Row hoodie. We got badass flags, got badass shit. I mean, everything's cooler Old Row. We'll see y'all next week, and we'll talk everything this season's got to come.
Peace.